We've been thinking a lot about Louis McNeice's mother the last few days, and I thought I'd read one about my mother, which is also about myself. My mother has this care package, and we couldn't really manage without the care package. So it's really to thank all the people who make her live, help her to live. The meaning of Margaret's hands. You, are you? Isn't it all the same? Her lived space is a match burning in a crocus. Sunk flatly in on the landing, she slumps listless, saddened, patient as cattle, and concentrates on holding her smile in place. She might be looking down, not across, the way a curtain hangs and stirs beyond a surging diagonal of long-necked flowers, their breasts sky blue. Her slightly poisonous, wasp yellow cushion intrudes, so her slope-shouldered shadow has leaked out in a strand of amber. She seems eaten away by the air that surrounds her, draws her fluid shawl about her to one side like a sainted earthen person. A bracelet that tastes salty repeatedly falls down on her wrist, where her finger and thumb serve as sugar tongs with muted purple underlights in her fingernails. She's twisted forward down into herself, the weight of her torso supported like a wheelbarrow. Her breasts that let themselves be searched for shift and swing in the enormous dress with its puffs and bell skirts. She carries them like a purse in which the outline of her ribs screens any gaze upon them. She rests them through the peach of her heart on a dilapidated pillow. When the day bell sounds or the wine bell shuts the taverns, her chair becomes a lap for the tissue tension of her heavy thighs. She lays her face on the water of a vase located around her head, a switch of acid color within her cut open eye grazes the alert force lines of her hair as her hands are taken from her, handed over like the lightest foot of a footed bowl to which we give the name care and unpack it. Something as mobile as a human being gives that roundabout kiss to the keepsake of her lungs, where every window shuddered the withoutness of the obliterated hotel while children were being born.